This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, December 8th. Tuesday is the last city council meeting for Whiteville City Manager Darren Curry. He announced his retirement earlier this year. Curry recommended that the city's finance officer, Colvin Brown, be named interim manager. Councilwoman Helen Holden will also step down as she's being replaced by newcomer Linda Smith, who was elected in November. Mayor Terry Mann and council members Vicki Pate and Tim Collier will also take the oath of office. At Lake Waccamaw, Greg Jacobs will take the mayor's gavel from Matt Wilson, Lynn Hennett, and Curtis Andrews will be sworn in as commissioners. Jerome Blanks will serve up to 23 years in prison after he was convicted of trafficking heroin in Columbus County Superior Court. Blanks fled a checking station and led deputies on a multi-county chase before wrecking his vehicle in 2021, according to the district attorney's office. He had 138 grams of heroin in his vehicle at the time. Child sex charges have been leveled against a Clarkton man after he allegedly kidnapped and raped a teenage girl. Willie Graham Jr. of Quillmore Road is being held under no bond. He is charged with forcible rape, child sex offense, statutory rape of a child under 15, and other offenses. We have much more on this story on our website. This weekend's rains messed up some Christmas plans, but we're catching up to them this week. The Taper City, the Cookie Crawl, has been rescheduled to this Friday from 3:30 to 6:30. Fair Bluff and Wrigglewood will hold their parade Saturday. Whiteville rescheduled its parade for this Sunday at 6 p.m. Now, while Saturday's Christmas extravaganza in Whiteville was canceled, the real Whiteville Santa made a brief appearance downtown to officially light the Christmas tree. He retired this year after more than 50 years on the job. There were no new filings in Columbus County Friday, but Brunswick County Attorney J.K. Summers filed to run for district attorney. He's challenging First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early. John David is not running for re-election to the post. Locally, Ken Elliott, Kevin Norris, Josh McPherson, and Bill Rogers all filed for the Republican nomination for sheriff last week. Ronnie Strickland filed to run for the District 2 County School Board post, Irvin Enzer for the District 3 School Board seat, and Chris Worley for District 4 on County School Board. In the county commissioner's races, incumbent District 1 Commissioner Barbara Featherson is still the only Democrat candidate to file. Scott Floyd is currently unopposed for the Republican nod for District 7 seat he currently holds. Ricky Bullard, however, is facing a challenge from Jeannie McPherson for the Republican nomination for District 6 on the county commission. Saturday will be a busy day at the Veterans Memorial Park. They're hosting Wreaths Across America at 9 a.m. After a ceremony, the wreaths will be placed in area cemeteries. At 5 p.m., the beloved Christmas movie Polar Express will be shown. Santa will drop by for a visit as well. At 6:30 p.m., every Friday and Saturday night, the park hosts a turkey shoot. You can celebrate Christmas at the Columbus County Farmers Market Saturday from 9 a.m. until 7 p.m. You can meet Mr. and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, and even Cindy Lou Who. The Carolina Country Cruisers will have a car show from 9 a.m. until 1, and the Edgewood Chorus will perform at 10:30. You can enjoy crafts, store prizes, games, vendors, food, and photo ops all day long. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver.